Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Prospering Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministry.
Praise the Lord. Thanks to God. Truly, we give honor for being on the broadcast today. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Truly, we give honor and thanks. I tell you, I'm having trouble with my phones. I don't know what's wrong with these phones. This is a new phone service, and I'm telling you, it don't work. So I don't know what's going on with it. Anyway, the Lord bless me. I got my cell phone, and I got my little tablet, so we're going on in Jesus' name. So that made us a little late and kind of made us disconnect, and we had to reconnect. So all of that stuff is going on. But anyway, God is good. He's just awesome. I thank God for being who he is. I got so many testimonies, but I'm going to tell you, we got Elder Timberlake is on the line, and she is going to continue to teach us on humility. We've been studying humility. I think this is about maybe our third or fourth lesson, and we're going to keep going until the Lord tells her she is done. And so we thank God for all of those that are logging in, those that are calling in, and those that will listen to the broadcast later. And we thank God for those that will be joining us live on Facebook. So we give honor and thanks to the Lord for all of these things. We're so thankful to be back on the broadcast. I was away for a while, and then we had some other things going on, and so it's just been trying to be a challenge for us to be on here, but we're going to keep on going in his name. This is what God told me to do, and I'm going to keep doing what the Lord said to do, no matter what the challenges come about are. So anyway, we're so thankful to be on here talking about humility, and so I'm just going to say a quick prayer, and then I'm going to turn it over to Elder Timberlake. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today. We praise you. We glorify you. Lord, we give you glory, Lord, because you are due honor. You are due praise, God. We thank you for being omnipotent and omnipresent. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being omniscient, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, God, that you are sovereign, God. We thank you. We thank you that you are shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are light in our salvation. And we thank you, Lord, for all these things. We thank you that you are our refuge and our strength and our very present help in the time of trouble. So, God, we give you glory and we give you honor today. Lord, we ask you, Lord, forgive us of any sin that we may have committed, sins of omission and sins of commission, Father. And we ask you, Lord, to bless those that will hear this broadcast, those that need it. Bless them to find it, God. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless the souls, Lord Jesus, that might get saved today, that will be saved or delivered by the word of God that will be taught on today, and those that will be encouraged in the Lord. We ask you, Lord, to bless all those that have lost loved ones, God, and those that need healing, Lord. Let your healing virtue flow. You said, with your stripes we are healed. So we thank you today, God. Heal people in their mind and in their emotions, oh God. Bless those that need jobs, Lord, to be have favor, Lord, and be able to say that, Lord, they were hired this week. God, we thank you for hiring people and giving people provision, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. We ask you, Lord, that those that need a roof over their head, that you will bless them with homes and little bless them with places to stay and transportation, God. You know the need of your people. And so, Lord, we are asking you, Lord Jesus, to meet every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we thank you, God. We ask you to bless Elder Timberlake as she delivers the word. Let your word fall on good ground. Lord, that those that hear it may run with it, Father, in the name of Jesus. And they will not only be hearers of your word, but doers also, Lord. They'll have faith and work with it. And then they'll be willing and obedient, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And before I turn over to Elder Timberlake, I want to announce, I don't know if you can see this flyer or not. Yes. It is one of our other elders at our church, Elder Lisa McLeod. She is having an event on August the 16th and 17th. It's called Chit Chat Chew. And it is because of His Grace Ministries. That's what they're presenting, Chit Chat Chew. And it is she's going to be held at the Embassy Suite Hotel, 3880 West Northwest Highway, Dallas, Texas, 75220. You can contact Elder McLeod at 214-625-2953. That is 214-625-2953. Or Elizabeth Brown, who these are the hosts, and they also are the speakers at this event, and you don't want to miss it. They're going to be talking about some good stuff and some things that will be a blessing to you. And so we're admonishing people to try to attend. And it is called, I put this up here and then I'll post it on my Facebook page as well, Chit Chat Chew. and it's going to be on August 16th and 17th. And then Elizabeth Brown's number is 214-926-4039 for more information on package options, because you got hotel accommodations available. They say you're going to have panel discussion, a word, lunch, mix and mingle, door prizes, all kind of good things will be happening at Chit Chat Chook. And this is Elder Lisa McLeod, one of her events, her and Elizabeth Brown. And so we want you to attend it if possible. Please be a support and just be blessed. So go and be blessed. It's going to be an awesome event. And so now we have Elder Timberlake. She's going to be coming on the line. We're going to cut out a little early today because I got to go over to the hospital today. So I got to be over there about 6 o'clock. And so that's why we're starting at 5. I think we're going to have to, because sometimes we have that responsibility on Sunday. And so we thank God for the opportunity to go and minister the word of God and be a blessing to those that will hear it and those that are there at the hospital, praying that the Lord will make changes in their life, save souls, deliver, and give them a new perspective and a new outlook on who God is, and that they will be blessed by the word of God. Elder Timberlake, you ready
for you? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. We are done. I'm done talking. Even though I got a whole lot of testimony, but I'll wait.
All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Talking about, as Elder Bryson said, we're still on the topic of building a better relationship with God through humility.
Yeah.
And we're grateful for the opportunity to be able to dive down into the Word of God and to see how humility plays a role and how essential it is into our lives, especially in our Christian walk with God. But we want to talk about today, not only is it critical for our Christian walk with God, it's critical with our walk with humanity, in our dealings on a day-to-day with people. Because if you remember when we discussed a few weeks ago that humility was a requirement, was a commandment of the Lord, and when you look at the Ten Commandments, you see humility is a requirement. We talked about how the first four commandments were man dealing, communicating, and relationship with God, and the remainder of the Ten Commandments was man relationship with each other. So we see God made a commandment, and it was included. It is a requirement that not only are we required to have a good relationship with God to be effective in our Christian walk and to be in His will and living according to His purpose, it is a requirement that we have a good relationship with mankind. We've talked about in the past, we talked about you had to stay focused. In order to have that relationship with God, you need to be focused. You need to be have Him first, have your priorities. Then we talked about you need to be connected. In order to stay, to be focused and have a better relationship with God, you've got to stay connected. If you don't stay focused, you won't be connected. So in order to be connected, you got to spend time, you got to invest. And then we talked about having that intimacy with God. Well, in order to have that intimacy with God, you have to be focused, you have to be connected, so He can into you see, into yourself see, and into God to begin to study His word so you can see God. Because Job said, can I by searching find out God? That means He's ever evolving, that we're ever learning, as finite as we are. He's infinite. So we are constantly learning about God, learning what He's expecting of us. But when we talk about humility, we're at the core of the issue. We're dealing with the basic foundation, because when we first started, we talked about in order to accept God as your Lord and Savior, you must first submit yourself, which is a form of humility. You must submit yourself and admit that you need Him, admit that you failed, that you are wretched, and that you can't make it without Him, and you accept Him as Lord and Savior. When you do the basic principle of accepting God, you set the foundation to start this relationship with God, but it doesn't start there. It is like salvation is an ongoing process, like sanctification is an ongoing process. Building a relationship with God through humility is ongoing. It is a daily effort that we have to put forth, so we will give no room to the enemy to come in to deceive us or to distract us. So today we want to focus on relationship, dealing with mankind, with one another. Because if we don't love each other, it is impossible for us to say we love God. And building a relationship with God is built on love. If you say you love him, the Bible says you keep his commandments. So that means we are striving every day to line up, to align our life and our walk in accordance to the word of God. When we find that we are strayed, or when we find we're a little weak, we've got to learn to not to let the enemy trick us and stay where we are, but take the necessary steps to make the adjustments that's needed to correct the wrong and then get on the right track and go on to see what God is calling you to be, so you can be positioned and be prepared and ready for whatever he calls on you to do, whatever he needs you to do. So first let's look at Romans. We want to look at Romans as our guide today. Romans, the 12th chapter. I'm just going to read the 16th verse, where it says, "Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, nor condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit." That lets us know we're going to have to deal with people in our relationship with God. So as believers, it is essential that we are that we learn how to build our relationship with God. The Bible is all about relationship, both vertical and horizontal relationships. When I say vertical, that is our relationship with God, and horizontal, that is our relationship with mankind. Excuse me, with mankind. And when it came to my mind, I just visually saw a picture of Jesus on the cross.
Uh-huh.
And I could see the relationship. He's represented it. He's represented on the cross. His posture on the cross. What he's requiring of us, of mankind. We must have a relationship with him, and we have a relationship with each other. And you notice on the cross that Jesus is in the center, and it crosses, it meets in the center. And that means Jesus must be the center of our lives, of our relationship with him, our commitment to him, and our relationship to each other. Because we love him, we love our enemies, we treat them right, we treat our friends right, and if we failed in that area, we correct it, we ask for forgiveness, and we move on because we want to build that relationship in accordance to the word of God. For it is impossible to please God without loving our neighbor. For God is love. So we love God, that means we have to love others. There's no exception. You can't get around it. You can't sneak around. You can't justify no other way. That's what I love about God. We make adjustments ourselves, and we accommodate each other. But God, when he sets a plan in place, that's his plan. It's already established. And his word was already here before we got here. His plan was already determined before we were even born. So he already knew from the foundation of earth what we were going to be doing, what he required of us, and what he required of all mankind. And he made man for his purpose. So as we worship him, he wants us to worship him and serve him in harmony and in unity and in love. God created us in his own image with the ability to connect with others in a deep and meaningful way. Same way we love God, we must love each other. For humility is important in our relationship, in our daily relationship with mankind. But why is it? First of all, it makes you open to improvements, realizing that life is a journey of personal development. That means we're growing all the time. If you're not humble, you will not be able to see where you need to grow and improve. And anybody that says they don't need an improvement and they still walking and talking and breathing, that's a sign of arrogance. And that means you need to submit yourself and humble yourself. Because when you think of, sometimes, remember, there are sins of omission as well as commission. Sometimes we're not even aware that we've done something because we're not thinking in the right mode or in the right way. So we don't even know we've made a mistake. So we have to ask God to forgive us for all types of things, for sins we were not consciously aware of. But if we did wrong, we have done wrong, we want to make it right. And you want to be open. Maybe your sister or your brother might see it. Your spiritual sister or the brother might come and try to correct you. You've got to be open to be able to receive correction. It enables you to apologize freely with having the need to be right all of the time. We have talked about the type of attitude and the type of character you must have to be humble. And when we talk about that, we're only talking about the characters of Christ, the characters of God. We must exhibit the fruits of the Spirit. And when we show those characters, we represent Christ, and we will be showing love, and we'll be walking and working in the spirit of humility. It acknowledges you to have not, it acknowledges that you have not figured out everything. It makes you be aware you don't know everything, you haven't figured it out, you don't have the answer to every equation, and you're not always right, and you don't always have the right answer. Have you ever met somebody that always has the right answer? They've experienced everything, they know something about everything. But you got to be open to learn and open to hear and listen. And being humble and having a humility spirit also puts others' needs or desires before yours. Many times we, you know, our bodies are tired and we want to do this and we want to do that, but sometimes we sacrifice. We go out of the way. You heard Elder Bryson say we're cutting the broadcast today short because she has to go and do ministry today. You make sacrifices for whatever God has put in your life or you've committed to, because it exemplifies. Remember, we're always representing Christ, and so we want to make sure we're taking care of his business even while we're doing ours. So we put other needs first. We put God's needs before ours because he should be first, and we put other needs. Because if they have a special need, and if we can help them. Now, sometimes you might not be able to, but if you can, then do what you can to help your sister or your brother. Remember the ultimate sacrifice that God did for us. Remember, God gave his best. So when we're helping others, don't always look for the shortcut. Don't always be looking for a hand out. Sometimes just show love and help your brother or your sister. Sometimes it's just an encouraging word. Let it be a positive word that builds them up, not bringing forth negativity and thinking you helping them because you bring up all the negative things. You always want to build up character because that's what love does. Love builds. It does not tear down. And in building a relationship with God, he's building us up because he's always trying to push us up to take us higher, the same way we should be doing for our brothers and sisters. Then it helps us to forgive freely without holding grudges, bitterness, resentment, malice towards anyone. When you find yourself in positions of an offense and you allow that offense to take root where you can sense there's bitterness, or there's a resentment, you need to correct that quickly to give no room to the enemy. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. But if you don't resist, that will take a seed in your spirit and it will begin to grow in you like a cancer. And the spirit of humility begin to dissipate and the spirit of pride will begin to rise up in you, and sometimes you're not aware because you're saying your feelings got hurt, and you have a right to be upset. You have a right to be resentful. You have the right for your feelings to be upset, to be hurt, and you can have those feelings. But if you're going to be a sister or brother of God, and if you want to walk in the excellence of God, you've got to build up your Holy Spirit, the inward man, to be able to overcome those offenses and pray for the person that caused them and love them anyway. Because if we just remember what I just said, God gave his best. We offended God, mankind, when we were disobedient and took partakers of a fruit that we were not supposed to do, when we could have everything that we needed, and we did something he told us not to do. Well, that was Adam and Eve in the garden way back then, but it is happening now in 2019. God is still telling us to separate, not do this, don't touch that, but we find ourselves falling into the trap of falling into temptation and yielding and giving in. But if we do, we ask God to forgive us. So when, and that's offensive to God. So we have to remember when we offend our brothers and sisters, even if they don't ask us for forgiveness, if we are aware that they have been offended, we are to forgive and not hold any grudges. And that is humility. That is how humility builds relationship. That's how we build that relationship, continue to grow with God. Because as you find yourself working in this mode, you'll realize that this offense that affected you this time, the next time it happens, because you overcame, it doesn't hurt as bad the next time. And you better prepare because it could happen from somebody else, or they might be the same person. But you're better able to handle it. You're more equipped because you have built up your inward man, because when the test came to you, you passed the test. You overcame.
Yeah.
And as you overcame, you became stronger. And as you became stronger in the spirit, that means you became more submissive to God. And as you became more submissive to God, you became submissive to your brothers and sisters to love them in spite of their shortcomings. That's what humility is telling us to do, it would help us to do, and that's really what God requires. We are talking about in interpersonal relationship with one another, with mankind. But what is an interpersonal relationship? It is a strong, deep, or close association or acquaintance between two or more people that may range in duration from brief to enduring. The association may be based on inference, love, solidarity, regular business transaction, or some other type of social commitment. Interpersonal relationships are formed in the context of social, cultural, and other influences. Anytime you intertwining with others, with other people, you have a relationship, and you always want to make sure that encounter is positive. And I understand we're human. Things come, and, you know, if we're not careful, if we didn't pray right that morning, we didn't have, as some people say, if I didn't have my coffee, or if I didn't spend that time with the Lord, I might not always respond as I should. But if you build a relationship with God, you should have a spirit of conviction to let you know, no, that wasn't right. And you ought to be humble enough to be willing to ask God to forgive you and then make the corrections necessary to get back on the right path. So how do we do this? We need to have good communication in our relationships. Like, we need to communicate with God, we need to have good, clear communication with one another. Communication is key to a successful relationship. Communication is our own thought and feeling, and being able to communicate them is vital to understanding one another. Oftentimes, we judge people by our own experiences and by our own exposure to things when we really don't know that person. So we want to think, the Bible says to the peer, all things appear. That means you don't always judge what you see people do, because if you're not able to judge their spirit, you need the discernment of discern the spirit of somebody else. So if you're not, you don't need the spirit just because you look at somebody's countenance. When you're trying to judge somebody or figure out what's going on with them, you have to discern that by the Spirit of God, the spirit of the individual, to see if something happened. If you see that your brother and sister are not where they should be, then that's where you need to be praying for them and try to restore them back to their rightful place. Communicating also clarifies our expectations. And all that getting, the Bible says, get an understanding. Sometimes, because we didn't, I thought you meant this when you said that, and then that caused confusion. Or I misunderstood something that somebody said that caused confusion and conflict. And the enemy, if you don't try to get that corrected to get a good understanding, he'll use that and play it against us. And so that we want to build a better relationship by having clarity, clarifying the expectations, going to our sisters and brothers and say, when you said that to me, if you were offended, let them know. Let's get it corrected. Give them an opportunity.
Yes, instead of harming them.
Yes. Yeah. So then you know the heart of somebody. But if you go to somebody in the spirit of meekness and tell them you didn't mean to say something, and they come back with you, say, yes, you did, is going to tell you what you meant, then you just need to pray for them and walk away. All you can do, because your obligation is to ask them for forgiveness, to let them know in the spirit of humility and meek that you did not mean to hurt or harm them, and you apologize if they did. And if they don't receive it, that's not on you. That doesn't affect your spirit with the Lord, and that doesn't does not impede your spiritual growth. In fact, it helps you to grow as long as you don't take the wrong attitude and respond and react instead of responding, representing Christ. And it helps communicate well with one another. It helps you to resolve problems. The enemy is the author of confusion. He doesn't want problems resolved. He don't want the issues that rise up with us because we have different ideas, we come from different backgrounds, we don't always think alike, which makes for good communication. But we have to be open to one another and to understand. And when there is a disagreement, we ought to be able to disagree. But we ought to disagree in love. We shouldn't come away holding grudges and accusing one another. We just need to pray and understand that, and for enlightenment of whatever the topic is that is being discussed, so we can maintain a good relationship with one another. Because remember, keeping a good relationship with each other is a reflection of our relationship that we have with God. Because it is required of us to love one another and treat each other right. It's required of Him.
Yeah.
Us. So we have to remember that. Sometimes we get off track, but we have to remember the relationship is not only horizontal, but it's also vertical. For in any relationship, for any relationship to grow, there must be an investment of time and communication. Communication is the only way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected. God models communication for us in His character and in His word. From the beginning, God created us with the capacity for interpersonal communications. Ephesians 4:25 tells us, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. In other words, we need to get along. It is required of us to get along. And so when we don't want to start lying to one another, because remember the liar, the devil, Satan, he's the father of lies. When we find ourselves into lying, then that means we need to really go back and do some work. Our first work's over. We need to correct some things. Ask God to forgive us, whatever that is that's going in. Because remember, what comes out of you, the Bible says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So if you're able to intentionally just lie to your fellow brothers and sisters, and you don't feel any conviction at all, you need to do your first work to see what's going on and get that connection right, because there's too much gap in between your relationship with God. And we want to build. We're talking about building a better relationship. We want to build it. That means we need to have one, and we need to maintain one. So we try to maintain it, and we want it to grow. In any relationship, you don't want it to stay where it started. You want it to grow. You don't want it to dissipate. You want it to get better. It's just like getting married. When you build your relationship with your spouse, when you first got to know him, it got better and better. You built to, they asked you to get married. Now you're married. Now if that's another phase. Now there's other stages, because now you got to get used to living together. Two different personalities, two different concepts, two different backgrounds come together as one. It takes work to do that. You have to work in the spirit of humility to be successful at that and to have the proper communication among each other. Always remember that God should be in the center of any interpersonal relationship that we have. Does anybody have anything they would like to say at this point?
I'm sitting here thinking, I said, you know, it just takes humility. Sometimes it takes humility to be quiet. Sometimes when people say things to you that, and they might be family members, they might be close people, they might be the saints, they might be people on your job or whatever. They say things kind of off, you know, things that may be hurtful or things that are just a little bit on the off side. You know, I say it off. But it takes humility sometimes for you just to stay quiet, because our flesh sometimes wants to respond or wants to, as the new saying is, they want to clap back. But, you know, sometimes you can't do that. Sometimes you just got to be quiet. And that is an act of humility in itself for us to be quiet. If we think about Jesus' example, you know, when they were saying all kinds of stuff to Jesus, and Jesus had a purpose and a plan and a destiny, so he just kept going about doing what he had to do. Even when they had him, taking him to the cross, and they were saying, they say that you say that you are the Son of God, you are this, or you are this, or whatever he's saying, he would just simply say, thou sayest, and sometimes he wouldn't say a mumbling word. So sometimes we got to, in our daily walk and in relationships with people, sometimes we just got to be quiet when they're saying stuff to us. We can't respond to everything. We have to sometimes know what battles to fight, what battles not to say anything about. And all of that takes an act of humility, because things happen, life is going on and stuff is getting on your nerves, all this kind of stuff, but it takes an act of humility. And we have got to walk in humility. God is saying, God, that is something important to God. Humility is important to God. When El Timberlake starts talking about pride versus humility, we're going to see the difference in a really great way. And so I know she's got that on her on the thing. But that's all I want to say, Elder. I'm going to stop talking so you know I can run my mouth.
All right. Sounds good to me. Because when you are dealing with one another, as I just said, we need to communicate. That means we need to stop lying and start telling the truth. So we just want to say now, if you're lying, just start telling the truth. Repentance is an act of humility. So if you've been doing something wrong, turn and change and start doing right. That's what I love about God, because he's so quickly and ready to forgive. And we as our brothers and sisters should be the same. If our brothers and sisters are turning from lying and start telling the truth, even because remember, sometimes the truth will hurt. The truth hurts sometimes, but sometimes we need it to help us get on the right path. So if they start telling us the truth, we want to be grateful for that, because that's a change in the growth in our individual, and we need to rejoice with those that are rejoicing, and we thank God for that growth, and now we need to grow because we need to be able to receive and accept that our sister or brother is growing in the Lord and they're telling the truth. Because we've been praying, Lord, will you that tongue help them to stop lying? We got some friends like that, and when they start telling the truth, we just got to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for answering our prayer. Some prayers. Now, when he answered them, we got what we asked for, and so we ought to be thankful to him. So we give him thanks for all things. We need to keep count in our communication. For Ephesians 4:26-27 tells us, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Anger not dealt with, brothers and sisters, is anger saved. For future use. Once again, anger not dealt with is anger saved for future use. The scripture is telling us to focus on relationship and not issues. If you don't deal with it, it's going to come up again. Those things that you don't confront, because you put it to the side, or you're afraid, or you're a little timid, but it's bothering you, you don't deal with it, you don't go pray, you don't deal with it, you don't let somebody know, after what, it's going to come up again. Because when the person does something else to you, then it's all going to explode. You're going to go all the way back.
Yeah.
All the way back. Now, we can give you a whole history track. Can we go all the way back because we didn't deal with it. And so we want to deal with it because, we don't want that anger to get the seed of bitterness in our spirit. Because then that hinders us. Because when we allow it again, we begin to operate in the spirit of pride instead of the spirit of humility. We have to agree to address issues later. Sometimes when we're so angry and people, it's hostile environment, don't try to communicate. As Elder just said a few minutes ago, sometimes it's best to be quiet. Just shut our mouths. Close our mouths.
Yeah.
Don't say anything. Yeah. Sometimes you have to walk away. For peace, the Bible says, seek peace and pursue it as much as possible. Live peaceable with all men. So whatever it takes to maintain the relationship, whatever it takes to maintain a good and effective relationship, that's what you do, because sometimes you have to deal with it later. Because all things lawful, but they're not always expedient. Sometimes you might be right, but it might not be the right time to say something. So you have to know not only what's right, but you got to know when to speak and when to say it. They let you know you can be right and still be wrong. We want to be right and right. So we're working on the steps to take to build relationship and how we communicate to make sure we're building a better relationship with one another. We need to tackle issues, not the individual. Sometimes we got to know that the enemy is using our brothers and sisters. That's in the family, our personal family, and our spiritual family. On our job, people, they say they love God and they're a Christian, and some of the things they do, they sneak and do stuff, they manipulate and all kind of things and say things, and you be wondering, what? But we just have to pray for them because maybe they're not there, but they're where they need to be. We don't know their relationship with God. We don't know what they've been going through, but we do know they need prayer because of the way they're responding and acting. But we want to show, we want to take the low road and be humble, do whatever it takes, if it means being quiet, or if it's time to speak, speak in love, speak with the authority of God's Spirit, and let him be with you. Ask him for guidance like David did when he was, you know, when they came and messed with his family, and he said, what do we do? Do we fight? And the Lord says, he asked God, do I pursue or do I not? God said pursue.
Right.
And sometimes God tell us to go and fight and do something, and sometimes he tell us, lay low, stay still. Just stay still and see the salvation of the Lord. Just let him work out the problems for you. Ephesians 4:29-30 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. When we are building our relationships, interpersonal relationships with one another, let's be mindful. That means think before you speak. If you think and you say, and you're thinking about what you're about to say, that it's going to be hurtful, and you know you don't have the right spirit about it, then you need to step away, calm down, reflect, inspect yourself and your own emotions, and hold your peace. Because remember, if you're not going to be able to build a brother or a sister up, if you're not going to say something to encourage them, if you're going to make matters worse, this is not the time. Because God is not the author of confusion. When the time is right, he'll set the stage. It'll be ready. The people's heart will be ready to receive whatever it is God wants you to give them. And maybe it might not be you to give it to him. He might have told you. That's what we have to remember in the spirit. Sometimes he might let us know because we love our brothers and sisters that it might have to be somebody else that they don't even know to come and tell them what maybe needs to be corrected so they would receive it from them when they wouldn't receive it from you. But you would just be there as a confirmation that, you know, God gave you something for your brother, your sister, and it's for the upbuilding of the kingdom. It's up for upbuilding of their spirit and their inner man, and it's for the keeping of our relationship with one another and making sure that we have that vertical and horizontal relationship in line. That means we are building our relationships through humility. That means it's growing,
and
we're getting better at it. We're learning the tools. We're learning technique on how to love one another, how to show and how to express our love for each other as we walk this life and the challenges that we face every day. Elder Bryson, it's time. Oh, my clock.
It is time. Thanks. I know I've been enjoying this. I've been loving Elder Timberlake teaching on humility. I'm telling you, it's been a blessing to me because I'm telling you, when the Lord has to humble you, I'm telling you, because I had to be humble. So to say, he's been carrying me through some things, but I'm telling you, he's turning around. He's bringing it out on the other side for me, and I'm so thankful and so grateful for that. All that God is doing, he's doing a whole lot. I mean, I'm going to tell the story. It's a story. I'm telling you, it is a story. But anyway, but everybody got a story, so it just ain't me with a story. But anyway, I'm so thankful to the Lord for this teaching because it has been blessing me. And I just wanted to make sure, as always, you know, I got to go to the hospital. That's why we're cutting out a little early. But anyway, I want to make sure that before I left this line, if there's anybody out there that does not know the Lord and the pardon of their sins, this is another opportunity for you to accept Christ into your heart and give your life over to God and be saved. Christ died for your sins. He died for the sins of this world. And so we've all had to come this way. We've all had to ask God to forgive us and seek salvation. So we're so thankful for what Christ did on the cross for us and him being resurrected by God and being our Savior. He died on the cross. He bore the sins of all of us on the cross for us so that we can have a right to eternal life. And so we're so thankful to God for that and for what he sent his son to do. Such a blessing to each and every one in the body of Christ and those that are not saved. So if you don't know the Lord, you pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask your forgiveness. I believe that you died, and God raised you from the dead, and you died for my sins. And so I turn from my wicked ways, and I turn from my sins, and I ask your forgiveness. And, Lord, I'm asking you to come into my heart,
yes.
And I want to trust and follow you the rest of my life. And, Lord, I want you to fill me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost that I
yes.
might be able to live according to as you have planned. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. I think if you prayed that prayer with sincerity in your heart that you are saved. And I tell you to find you a good Bible-believing, teaching church, so that you can continue on your journey and they can help you along the way. I said we all got to hit some good churches across the country. You know, I always talk about my church over at the Potter's House. But anyway, there's some good churches. Find you a good Bible-believing teaching church and become a part so that you can continue to grow in Christ. We thank God for this teaching today on humility. We'll be back next week talking about humility because we want that something. We want to build a better relationship through with God through these things, and one way to do it is humility. God talks about humility a lot in the Bible. So, and even Jesus talks about the poor in spirit and how theirs is the kingdom of God. So we want us to be in the right mind and the right heart with God, and this is our endeavor is to reach the lost and those that are newly saved. And of course, for those of us that are saved, it's been such a blessing just to be able to reiterate these things in our ear and expose us again to this teaching. We thank God for Elder Timberlake, and we're going to pray a quick prayer. Be praying for me. I'm going up to the hospital and minister the gospel, so we thank God for that. And I keep flip-flopping on what the Lord is saying, but anyway, I believe I got it in my spirit. So anyway, pray for me. Anyway, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless each and every one that called in, those that logged in, those that listen to us on Facebook Live. We ask you, we plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, especially throughout this week. Cover them with your blood, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let Elder Timberlake cover her with your blood, Father. We thank you for you speaking through her today on humility. We ask you to bless her as she goes this week. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice as they go on their way this week. Bless their families, Lord Jesus, cover them. And, Lord, we ask you to bless all those that have lost loved ones. I say that all the time because so many people are grieving. We ask you to bless them and comfort them as only you can. Lord, we ask you to bless those, of course, that need healing in their body. Oh, God, touch them as only you can. We believe in divine healing. We believe that you can do it. Somebody's facing foreclosure. We rebuke the enemy from taking their home, God. We ask you to bless people with favor, with jobs, and people with favor with what they need, God. We thank you that you are a shepherd. We shall not want. We thank you that you supply every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we're seeking the kingdom of God, and all the other things will be added unto us. So, Lord, we thank you, Father. We ask you to bless us, Lord Jesus, and keep us as only you can. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen and amen and amen. We thank you for the souls that will listen to this and pray that prayer and be saved. We thank you for that because we want people to be saved and have a firm foundation. You can't build no house if the foundation is shaky. So we thank God for the word of God that builds a foundation, Jesus being the chief cornerstone. So we're so thankful. God bless each and every one of you. We'll be back here next week on the Prosperity Souls broadcast. And we're going to still be talking about humility. So you might want to tune in so we can get better and better and better in our relationship with God to continue to grow. God bless each and every one of you is my prayer. Amen.
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 Amen, Sister Doctor. I saw y'all. Come on. I said, pray for me. I'm going to this hospital. I'll call y'all back.